Rocky View County residents are once again honoring their veterans this Remembrance Day. Residents from Bragg Creek and the surrounding area can take part in an immersive and inclusive annual Remembrance Day ceremony that has been going on for decades, according to Mark Griffiths, committee member of the Bragg Creek Veterans Cenotaph Committee. The ceremony takes place outdoors at the Bragg Creek Cenotaph, commencing at 10:45 a.m. on November 11. "We will have seating for the elderly right next to the cenotaph," said Griffiths. "We will have an area for children right next to the cenotaph along with all other members of the community that wish to join us." The Bragg Creek Veterans Cenotaph Committee has been renovating the cenotaph all summer, and, despite it not being completed, Griffith said it looks much different than it did in the past. "We want to create an interactive, inclusive experience, and so we really want to get people around the cenotaph rather than in front of it so they can observe everything and be immersed in everything," Griffith said. A large proportion of the Bragg Creek businesses have purchased a wreath to be laid after the official wreaths are laid, Griffiths added, and several children will be part of the ceremony as well. "We have several veterans in Bragg Creek, in fact you're talking to one," Griffiths said on the phone with the Rocky View Weekly. Following the ceremony, the Ladies Auxiliary is serving a light lunch and refreshments in the Bragg Creek Community Center. Residents of Irokana are also encouraged to dress warm for their Remembrance Day ceremony as it will take place at their own cenotaph at 261st Avenue in Irokana. The ceremony kicks off on November 11 at 11 a.m. with opening remarks, followed by the national anthem, Last Post, and Rouse, with a minute of silence, a prayer and poem by Frank Friesen, a laying of the wreaths and Flanders Fields, and closing with concluding remarks. Altogether, the ceremony should only last about 15 minutes, said Brooke Swanson, Irokana's FCSS director and people and community coordinator. "It's very community-focused, so we have the fire department involved, we have local peace officers, we have the Catherine Irokana, Kioma, KIK, Seniors Association," Swanson said. The KIK is also hosting a reception at the KIK building in Irokana following the ceremony, according to Swanson. "We also have some veterans attending the ceremony as well and we're hoping to lay a wreath in honor of course," Swanson said. She said in small towns it takes a lot of people to put on events like this important ceremony and she hopes to see many residents come out to the public ceremony. For those in Baysecker, village staff said there is no local Remembrance Day ceremony, but they encourage their residents to head north to the village of Acme to attend their ceremony. The Acme Royal Canadian Legion will hold its Remembrance Day service at the Acme Community Center on November 11. Doors open at 10 a.m. and the service will start at 10:40 a.m. Wherever you may be on November 11, take a moment and remember those who sacrificed so much for all of us that are left to enjoy our freedom, the Acme Legion posted in a Facebook post. Heading over to Crossfield, the Royal Canadian Legion Branch No. 113 is planning to host its annual Remembrance Day ceremony at the Crossfield and District Community Hall. Their ceremony begins at 10:30 a.m. on November 11 until 11:15 a.m. The City of Chestermere will be hosting their annual Remembrance Day ceremony at 10:30 a.m. on November 11. The service, at the Anniversary Park Cenotaph, will include representation from local veterans and provide an opportunity for members of the public to lay their memorial wreaths. For those who can't make it out, the service will also be live-streamed to the city's YouTube channel and Facebook page.